All right, let's turn for a few moments, first of all, into Daniel, the 9th chapter of Daniel. Daniel prays a prayer here, which I've often thought that we ought to model our prayers after. We want to model prayer, and maybe this one ought to be one of them. Daniel has understood by the word of the Lord, by the scriptures, that the captivity of the people of Israel was to be for 70 years. And by the way, I think Brother Bruce alluded to this morning in service. That 70 years was based upon what, Bruce? Yeah, upon their failure to observe the Sabbath of the Lord. So that's where the way God gauged it, wasn't it? 70 years. Because of the lack of or their failure to observe the Sabbath of the years. So the prayer of Daniel begins at verse 3. It says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting in sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God." Wonder how many people think of God as being dreadful today. "Keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee." Again, he's referring here first and foremost to their failure to observe the Sabbath. "O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched over upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Now turn over to 2 Chronicles. Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Samuel. Oh. Chapter 6. Then said Solomon, the Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I have built an house of habitation for thee and a place for thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there, neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, forasmuch as it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build a house, but thy son which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house for my name. The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken, for I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And said, O Lord God of Israel, There is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, and speakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet so that thy children take heed to their way, to walk in my law as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell in with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. And if thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people, Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people, Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. And if there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear them from thou from heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies by the way that thou shalt send them, And they pray unto thee toward this city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, We have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. If they return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, whither they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my Father, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. There's one strain that goes through all of these words continually, and that is, if they have sinned. What brings on all the evils of this world? It's sin. And as he says here in verse 36, for there is no man that sinneth not. And yet God is merciful. And God is faithful. And he is eternal in his love towards his people. And that theme again runs throughout the Word of God. It's not for our sakes, as the prayer of Daniel, as J.T. read this morning in Ezekiel chapter 36. None of it is for our sakes. How many of you pray, when you end your prayers, do it for my sake? Do it for our sakes. No, we pray, do it for the sake of Jesus. And why do we do that? Because we know that there is nothing in us of ourselves by which we can petition or supplicate God. Whatever he does, he's going to do it because of his love towards his Son, and because he deigns to honor the Son for the sacrifice that he made of perfection. And yet, we do pray to our Father. We do pray to our God because he has given us this assurance that he will hear our prayers. Though it's not for our sake, it is to the glory of his name. But our prayers have to be made in a proper way. Our prayers have to always be made. They have to go forth. If we do not literally, continually confess our sins, as has been rendered here, in this sixth chapter of 2 Chronicles and in that ninth chapter of Daniel. That theme, again, goes all the time. It's constantly there. Not for our sakes, because we have sinned, but for thy sake. But if our prayers do not go up in that sense, with that sincerity, in that principle, then is God going to hear? Well, the indication is, no, God will not hear. In the seventh chapter of 2 Chronicles, of course, in verse 14, is that verse of Scripture that, again, so many people know, and yet so many people disregard in reality. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now this is the answer of God to the prayer of Solomon that he prayed here in this sixth chapter. And it's also the answer of God to the prayers of Daniel. There has to be a turning away from sin. Otherwise, God is not going to hear the prayers. There has to be a repentant attitude, a repentant heart. In these days, when we are so troubled, when our land is so troubled, but especially when there is so much trouble in the churches. What is the answer? It is not in the prayer, God bless, but the answer is in the prayer, we have sinned. Therefore, hear our prayer. Hear our supplications that are made in this place. And that's what I pray and trust that today, as we enter into this time of prayer, that it will be constantly upon our hearts and minds. We have sinned, but God is merciful. Lord, hear our prayers and our supplications, not for our sakes, but for your sake. There is much confusion today. Oh, there's much confusion. But God is still the same. There's no confusion with God. And why do we pray? That His truth might prevail over the confusion that we see and experience much of today. I don't know about you, but I can only say for myself that oftentimes I am confused to some degree. Lord, why do you not seem to hear and answer our prayers as we understand that you should? But there is an answer to it, isn't there? And maybe that answer is that we're not praying as we should. Maybe we're not praying for those things that we should. But God is still faithful. And He will hear our prayers And he will bring us to that state of mind that, yes, we have sinned, but thou art faithful. Hear, therefore, our prayers and our supplications. And take away whatever confusion there might be, for you're not the author of confusion, but you're the author of peace. When I read these prayers of Daniel and I read the prayer of Solomon, it brings me to the place where I want to pray to God in the same frame of mind with the same heart that these men prayed in the days of their calamities. One, at least, praying at a time when he sees an end to the things that have come befallen the people of Israel. But if you'll notice, Solomon is praying in a time when he is looking forward to that time when Israel would be in captivities. It's amazing. One is praying toward the future in the sense that he knows that judgment is going to come. The other is praying in the sense that he believes by the word of God that that judgment is past. But in both cases, the theme all the way through is, we have sinned, but you are faithful. Have we sinned? Yes, not only personally, but the whole church, in a sense, has sinned in the past. But God has been merciful and faithful, and he is bringing us today to a more full and perfect understanding. And I pray also and trust that our hearts are being perfected more and more every day towards him. But still, we have to pray in that attitude. Father, we have sinned, but you're merciful and you're faithful. Do it for thy name's sake. We have many petitions, many supplications to present before the Lord. But the main thing is that he perfects us in the image of Jesus Christ. Everything else will be met in that. And I believe that's essentially what Solomon was praying and also what Daniel was praying. For when our sin is overcome, when it is forgiven and we're sanctified, oh, what peace and what joy that we will enjoy. We'll have pleasure in God. So as we go into this time of prayer, may the Lord be pleased to hear and to answer from where? From the heavens. And give unto us blessings beyond measure.